This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what you're doing, and a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers for the great job they do, the men and women out there driving the big 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I think it's still a little bit cooler than it is there than it is here, and it's Kyle Warner, professor of politics.
Hey, Captain.
What's the temperature now out there?
Well, it's actually gone up a degree. It's now 50 degrees where I'm at.
All right. Well, it's 54 here, so we're, okay. That's kind of ironic. We're usually not that close together, but we are. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation. Under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Don't believe me? Go take a look at some of the great articles that were written by the first members of Congress and all the people gathered for the Declaration of Independence. Now, Kyle, do you remember Andrew McCabe?
Right, yep.
The former FBI director, deputy director?
Yep.
Well, he said something yesterday, and I'm just wondering where this came from. He says, when criminals know they will get serious jail time if caught with a gun, they stop carrying guns. Really?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, on its face, you know, it seems to make sense in the sense that there are consequences. But, Captain, a lot of criminals don't seem to care about the consequences to a great degree.
No.
They still have them, but they don't care.
No, you are right. And to make a statement like that, a blanket statement, in my opinion, based on everything I keep seeing, just isn't true.
Well, exactly right. There's got to be, you know, in other words, there's not, that's not the one thing that would stop, you know, much violent crime or robberies or, you know, carjackings at gunpoint, that kind of thing. It's going to be much more multi-layered than that. But again, it's something that, well, that sounds good, but it's almost misleading.
Now, the CDC's definition of vaccine has changed over time. We now seem to be doing protection versus immunity. Which one's winning?
I think protection is winning out over the idea of total immunity. Like if you had the polio vaccine and you're not going to get polio, that kind of thing. Certainly I think it's evolved into this notion that, well, if you get Omicron, for example, it's going to be lighter, much lighter, in fact, if you have the vaccinations, quote unquote, up to date or the shots up to date. But even the term vaccine is actually what's caused a lot of this, because they said vaccine and people in their minds, they hear the word vaccine. They think, okay, good. I'm done. I don't have to worry about this anymore.
And here's the thing. They can't keep just giving people shots and shots and shots and more shots and more shots. That stuff has got to stop. Sooner or later, you've been shot all that you need to be shot.
Precisely. I do think a lot of people, of course, they came out with the booster, you know, the third shot, as it were, and people, I think, accepted that by and large. But I think it starts going to more than that. I think you're going to have a lot of people who are even, you know, fine with getting the booster shot, start to ask some real questions. And I think you might see a lot more resistance out there, because you're exactly right, Captain. It doesn't make any sense at that point. Or they haven't told us everything. We don't know everything about this virus. And why would we can't keep getting shots ad infinitum. It doesn't seem like it makes sense with our biology or what the virus is all about.
And the other day when I was at my doctor's office on Monday, I was saying, well, how's everything going? How's the people working out with the shots and this, that, and the other? Are you having any repercussions, anything coming back on it? And the doctor looked me square in the face and said, nope, no problems whatsoever.
Well, that is good to know. That is good to know.
My doctor.
Well, sure, and most people do. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor, who knows you, knows your condition, whatever it might be, and they're really the best people to advise you on this kind of thing. But unfortunately, Captain, all this has morphed into a political gambit. It's unfortunate because it's caused a lot more division than we ever thought could happen, because people want to take a stance based on what somebody in the media said or somebody was quoted in the media, for example. But your own personal doctor is a great source, probably the best.
My doctor is the one that was at the World Trade Center when I came through her triage tent, and she didn't know me and I didn't know her, but she remembered I was a firefighter when I almost lost my left foot at the ankle. And I did my own little triage to keep me going, but then I collapsed, and they had to get me in. They had to get me in when they got me out of the mess I was in. They had to get me in to get me treated, and she's the one that saved my left foot. She's the one that saved it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have a great deal of respect for her and her opinion, so lead on. Great, great Dr. Sherry, lead on. All right, hold on there, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, I think I just might join the Captain's Army. I might get some advantages I don't know about over there. But anyway, that's a story for a different day. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is something that I take religiously and have taken for the last 7 years. I take it in the morning or early afternoon when I get up. Sometimes I don't get up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on what type of night I've had. And then, of course, I take it again around midnight just before I start the show because I have to sit for a long period of time and keep my foot elevated and all that sort of stuff. And if I don't, things start hurting and all that good stuff. But anyway, it is a product that works for me. And with the problems I've got, if it works for me, it just might work for you. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 are all natural, and they help your body in its natural response to inflammation as well as swelling and pain, because it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, the best part? 100% drug-free. The other best part, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you, something your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, you can go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll see the 1995 quick start right there. Click on that little link for the 1995 quick start. It'll give you information about the product, what it is, how it works. There's also some other stuff that they have to sell there, too, that will help you. You'll get a chance to see all of that. But you do it by going to the Relief Factor they gave me. The Relief Factor website is called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the 1995 3-week quick start, because after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, back at the ranch, we're cruising along here. Is Joe Biden right, Kyle? Does the left own the future?
Well, I would say I certainly hope not, but of course I think the answer is no.
Well, I do too, but why do you think the answer is no? And then I'll tell you why I think it is.
Because I think that what's happened with the AOC and the Squad and Bernie Sanders and just the whole sort of cavalcade of weirdness has really shown the American people that, you know, this stuff just doesn't work. And certainly the fact that Joe Biden's administration has done so many different things and hasn't even appeased the far left while doing things that are pretty far left, it tells you we're not on the right track.
Well, my explanation of things is, on the day of the election, gasoline in my backyard was $1.87 a gallon. Yesterday, in some places, it had gone up to $3.35 a gallon. I even saw it as high as $3.49 a gallon. Now, that's in less...
Oh, right.
Huh?
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's in a year's time. This is ridiculous. Gasoline is the one thing that hurts people the most with a high price of gasoline. It means all that money that has to go for their cars to get them going back and forth to work and whatnot gets taken away from food, maybe a night out in the town, whatever. And they can't spend what they don't have because it's going for gasoline. I think that they really overdid it when they brought in their anti-don't drill and don't pump and anti-oil policy, because we're all going to be riding around with roller skates and a broom handle and a bed sheet because we're all going to go wind or solar, right?
Well, right, exactly.
And we're just not going to do that.
Well, no, and, you know, there's all kinds of mission-specific energy applications, no doubt about that. But it's kind of what they've done is kind of part one, and that is, you know, kill the energy industry, raise the fuel prices, everything else has gone up because of that. We all understand that that the grocery stores and so forth are much more expensive because of the fuel increases, and it trickles down, there's no doubt. But, Captain, part two, which they're starting to implement, is now when the prices are so high up and people are suffering, now they blame the companies. Oh, it's these corporations. It's these companies. And they're really just, you know. And in other words, they start out with these leftist policies. It gets worse. Then they move to another strain where now they apply even more leftist policies to try to get people to think, oh, man, capitalism's bad. You know, we need to go to socialism or something like that.
Hmm. And by the way, I want to say good morning to Deb, my friend, the president of the Bel Air Women's Republican Club here in Clearwater. So good morning to her. She just posted something online. Now, tensions have boiled over now in the Biden administration after the chief of staff, Ron Klain, has been thrown under the bus for some of the things that have been going on that Biden's been acting crazy about. They're blaming Ron Klain for it, but Ron Klain is not Joe Biden.
No, no, but, you know, I think, Captain, I remember the phrase, the fickle finger of fate. That was
Laughing.
That was on Laughing. That's right. The fickle finger of fate.
It was the flying fickle finger of fate.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. The flying fickle finger of fate. And so in this case, they've got to look around for someone who they can apply that to, in the sense that, okay, well, maybe it's his fault and we'll blame somebody. Other than making all the heads roll and trying to come up with, and I mean everybody from the press secretary on down, and even cabinet secretaries, if they really wanted to turn things around, they would be doing that. But they're trying to find maybe a scapegoat or a sacrificial lamb to some degree here.
Now, Florida has had to shut down all of its monoclonal antibody treatment sites after the FDA revoked the authorization for Florida to have that.
Right. Now, what if...
Not smart.
No, but what they're talking about, what they are saying, is that the monoclonal antibody treatment doesn't seem to be effective, in their estimation, against the Omicron variant. So they believe it doesn't work, and they say there's other side effects from this kind of treatment. But I'm curious about that, Captain. Again, you know, it seems to me that maybe a little bit more research or questions, or I don't know, maybe doctors talking about this throughout the country might shed more light on something like this.
Yeah, and then we've got the great example of what a energy secretary shouldn't be, and that's one Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of the state of Michigan, who's Joe Biden's energy secretary. She made almost a quarter of $1 million in trades, but she forgot to notify the ethics officials in time that she had made that money. So now she's on the hot seat with the ethics committee. And I don't know what they're going to do about this, but I know what I do.
Well, right. Well, President Biden has, you know, little choice if he wants to make sure that, or at least appear that he's going to root out any kind of conflict or ill-gotten gains in his administration.
Mm-hmm. By the way, good morning to George the Godfather, who just chimed in. He's saying
yeah,
good morning to both of us.
Yeah. That's right, in the captain's group, the captain's chat room.
Yep, it's called the Captain's Group.
That's right.
Yep, you can find us on Facebook by just typing in the Captain's apostrophe S, by the way, group, and we're there. You can get in there and talk to us. And good morning to LJ. I think I did say good morning to her earlier, but good morning again to LJ. Now, other things that have been going on here happen to involve the election integrity. And this is rather important because of these numbers I'm about to read. And again, this is a poll. Most voters are happy with last week's defeat of the Democratic-backed election reform legislation and support a GOP senator's call for a bipartisan bill. Now, a new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters believe it was a good thing that the bill supported by President Joe Biden was defeated in the Senate. And only 32%, that's a difference of 18 points, and only 32% think the defeat of the bill was a bad thing. So the majority of the country, by 18%, that's substantial, believe that that was a good thing that that bill was defeated.
Well, Captain,
again, I just want to say, all I kept hearing all the time they were debating was, well, the majority of the people want this. They want this. No, they didn't. They never wanted it.
No, that's just something the Democrats say, to be honest. The little that we knew about the bills was enough to convince so many Americans that the over-the-top spending, and that's putting it mildly, plus the continued federal power grabs, especially where elections are concerned, it goes on and on from there. They understand we're not building back better. They don't want to hear this anymore. What they want to hear, Captain, is here's how we're going to get back to normal so people can live their lives and follow their dreams. It's not going to be, the grand government is going to finally take care of you.
Okay, going to break. Hang on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Jeff is going to take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
U.S. USA Radio News.
In a year where many Democrats are choosing to retire or not run for re-election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Twitter she's throwing her hat in the ring again.
We don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support.
Pelosi will turn 82 in March. The U.S. is prepared to impose export controls on critical sectors of the Russian economy if it invades Ukraine. President Joe Biden also discussed the 8,500 troops that are on high alert.
There's no reason for anyone, any member of NATO, to worry whether or not NATO would come to their defense.
And the COVID-19 booster push in the U.S. is losing steam. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, overnight from 2 to 6.
All righty, and I remember that call like it was yesterday, Mr. Kyle.
Yeah, I remember that too. That night with the incident at the Wendy's.
Yep, up there in Atlanta, and we hope that our friend the sergeant is doing real good. Haven't heard from him a lot since then, but he does listen to the program. We know that, so thanks a lot, there, Sarge. We appreciate you very much, and all the other brothers of the badge, brothers in blue, that are out there doing their job tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow.com, for the rest of the month, has got a big sale going on. Now, the sale is on the Radio Listener Specials page, which is on the MyPillow.com website. You go there, you'll see the logo link, the big, it looks like a door. and you open it up, Radio Listener Specials page, boom, there you are. Savings in there of 50%, 67%, 75%. Some of the stuff in there is buy one, get one, that sort of thing. But you don't know if you don't go there and look. And by the way, you have to have a promo code. And the promo code is always going to be Captain. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, you can call them up and do all your business on the phone so that you don't have to worry about being on the computer online and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 if you want to call them up. Again, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. That's where all the specials are right now, the big-time saving specials. Promo code will always be Captain. And the phone number, 800-641-5459. Give it a call. Check it out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Supreme Court has just agreed to hear a pair of cases challenging the race-based affirmative action at both Harvard and the University of North Carolina. Now, this could signal the death knell for the legal regime establishing diversity as for the rationale for considering skin color in college admissions, which is ridiculous from where I'm sitting.
Well, you know, Captain, it's unfortunate that we seem to be moving kind of backwards in this country. And now you have some institutions seemingly applying these new standards or different kinds of standards that have to do with race, have to do with skin color, have to do with ethnicity, and it kind of defeats the purpose of where we're supposed to be going in this country. And it's very sad because the division that it creates, you know, really overcomes a lot of the real progress that America's made.
Well, tell me I'm wrong, but it appears to me this sort of thinking has fueled the identity politics on race, sex, sexual identity that dominate today's college campuses. And oh, by the way, ironically, it has not produced what matters most for any university, and that's diversity of thought.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That phrase, diversity of thought, is really paramount here. That's the only way that we can really ever sort of get from point A to point B. If you can only think a certain way, only have one opinion, that squelches everything. I mean, we've seen these kinds of things happen before in Earth history, right? We've mm-hmm. seen these different regimes where you can have one opinion and that's it. And if you don't have that opinion, well, you get to go to the gulag or you get to go, you know, or worse, right?
Yeah.
And so it's unfortunate.
Now, any admission system should strive to ensure equal opportunity. That's what we've always heard anyway. And those surmounting extraordinary challenges should be rewarded. But it's wrong and racist to assume that when you have race equates with disadvantage, that it's just wrong to assume that.
Well, it is, and but I think primarily the division, and then and you also mentioned, Captain, the identity. You know, people come in all shapes and sizes and races and colors and so forth, but the identity typically should be at least based on the ideas, the values, and that. Again, what Dr. King talked about, the color of your skin versus the content of your character. That's why I'm saying we're seemingly going backwards, because if every single thing is whether you're black or white or what have you, and you are expected to think a certain way or expected to say certain things or expected to have certain beliefs, well, then we're not progressing as the human race.
And Chief Justice John Roberts has written the following, and this is a quote. The way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is to stop discriminating on the basis of race. Now we'll see if he really meant it and if the other justices agree with that, as there's going to be two cases coming to the Supreme Court about this.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, what happens and how this pans out.
What do you think?
Well, the Supreme Court these days can be a little bit more of a grab bag on this kind of issue, because unfortunately we've seen a lot of politics start to creep in, and especially where Justice Chief Justice Roberts is concerned. I mean, it could go either way, to be honest.
Yeah, George is writing something in the chat room. Can you see it?
I do, yes.
What's it say?
Well, George is writing, let's see here,
Something about racial quotas.
Yeah, yeah. It says the new word is BIPOC or BIPOC, which stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. This is now Hollywood. Racial quotas destroy diversity. Just unbelievable. Well, he goes on to say, this is why you hardly see white people in shows. Well, you know, we don't know about that, but obviously...
They're leaning more and more to black and Latino and whatever, especially with commercials.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, when I was growing up, and over the last many years or so, you know, there were always different kinds of programs. Mm-hmm. And you'd grow up and you'd see programs about somebody from a different culture, mm-hmm. Somebody from a different ethnicity, a different race, and so yeah. forth. And we all thought this was fun. This was TV.
I'm not going to buy something because there's an Irishman doing a commercial or a black person doing a commercial or an Italian doing a commercial or whatever. You follow me? I'm not going to buy something because of that. I'm going to buy something because I see the need and it might do something for me that I feel that I would like to take advantage of. And that's why I'm going to buy it, not for any other reason.
Well, no, I totally agree. That's exactly right. Whether it's a car or if mm-hmm. it's a personal item or mm-hmm. whatever it might be, you're right.
All
it
right.
should be, you know, based on the merit.
All right, let's
it
go.
It should be a merit society.
Let's move on with little Dr. Fauci, who once again has gotten caught with his hands in a cookie jar, literally. Fresh questions are now being raised about what American scientists and federal health officials knew about the origins of the coronavirus and whether or not conflicting evidence was suppressed and hidden from the public. Now, on Tuesday night's episode of Special Report with Brett Baer, Fox News dove into the early days of the coronavirus pandemic and explored documents obtained showing that little Dr. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was warned early on that the virus may have been originated in a Wuhan, China laboratory. And then he came up with this ridiculous nonsense to put out a story that wasn't even close to being true. And this is now not coming from like one doctor or two doctors or three or four doctors. It's coming from an entire lab made up of dozens of people.
Well, Captain, one of the big things about this is seeing this virus, and these experts, these scientists who had looked at this, they didn't see that it seemed to flow, that this virus just sort of came about, and that it was inconsistent with the idea that it was naturally occurring or naturally in the world. But it does seem to go more so that this was somehow engineered. Now, that's a controversial statement I just made, but it's unfortunate because we need to know the truth, and it's much more likely.
Hold that thought. We're coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. We'll tell you about what this storm is going to do that's going to go up the East Coast. It's going to create havoc again. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your man.
Bandit, Jerry Reed, and don't forget old Fred is sitting up there in front seat, and the Bandit's up front, and Frog's with him, and they're just trucking on down the highway, aren't they, Kyle?
That song makes me smile every single time.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking about Jackie Gleason following him.
That's right.
Yeah, the sheriff. Oh, what was his name? Sheriff Buford T. Justice? Yeah,
That's right.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice, and you would need to pull over because I'm coming all the way from Polk County, Texas, to get you. All right, tell us about the weather.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, if you're out there trucking around, definitely think about smoking in the Bandit. It'll bring a smile to your face, of course. Okay, so we do have some snow right now in New Mexico that's showing up on the radar right now, and this is going to be east of Tucumcari. You should go out I-40, so be aware of that as you're heading into Texas. Then also a little bit south of Albuquerque as well, I believe. And then west of Albuquerque, heading out I-40, you're going to be going through some sleet and maybe a little bit of snow as you get over towards Grants. So be aware of that tonight. We've also got winter weather advisories, Captain, in the parts of the west, especially if you're heading out I-70 out of Denver, heading towards Kansas. Dense fog advisory is going on right there. And then also you got dense fog advisory in Cabbage Hill because it's 27 degrees, ground fog, limited visibility, and that fog could turn into freezing fog, dense fog also around Seattle, Washington tonight. So be very careful out there.
And we got snow starting to move along I-40 and I-20 following that corridor pretty much to the east. That's going to combine with another system, and we're going to get something that could be called a bomb cyclone for the northeast and the middle Atlantic this weekend, more than just a second. But we do have snow from Amarillo south down to, down to Lubbock, over to Plainview, down just north of Midland, and over down towards El Paso, down through the higher elevations there. Now, it is really cold tonight in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in about half of Missouri, and about half of Indiana, about half of Illinois, about a third of Iowa, and parts of North Dakota and South Dakota, where temperatures are really chilly tonight. We've got some snow up there off Lake Superior, Lake Huron. It's not that much yet, but it could be. Got a little snow coming off the lake, Lake Erie, over there around Erie, Pennsylvania, and over there around Dundee, New York. And then a little snow up there in the northern part, up above Pulaski towards Watertown. And it's really cold in the Adirondacks tonight, really cold in the northern part of Vermont and New Hampshire as well. But I'm going to read you this statement. An intensifying storm known as a bomb cyclone is moving towards the northeast and middle Atlantic this weekend, starting on Friday. It could bring snow. It could bring ice. It could bring strong winds and or flooding. Now, confidence is increasing that a significant weather storm will create considerable impacts on Friday through the weekend from the middle Atlantic into the northeast. This is going to be something that could dump as much as a foot or more of snow in parts of the big blue cities in the northeast over the weekend, starting with Friday. Now, this system is not a slam dunk by any means, but the overall pattern for the event seems to be honing in on a snowy solution for much of the area. So most of this area is going to see snow. And I was just trying to rack my brain a little bit where they were going to be playing the games, the football games this weekend. And I don't think there's anything in the East Coast, is there, Kyle?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but we'll see.
San Francisco, obviously, that game's in San Francisco. And the other game, I do not believe, is in the East Coast. But we'll see. But anyway, there you go. So we definitely have got weather patterns. We got a lot of wind along the Gulf tonight, all the way from down there around McAllen, Texas, all the way up here to Big Bend, Florida, across the upper part of Florida, over through Gainesville, out over into the Atlantic side, and starting to work its way up the East Coast. Right now, it's up as far as Savannah, but it's definitely going to muster not only the colder temperatures that are coming in again, which, by the way, it's currently 54 where I'm at, and there are some colder temperatures up the line, which is going to help this storm to become a snow event. There'll be plenty of moisture with this one, Kyle.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so nothing to sneeze at.
All right, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, then tell us about your show.
All right, folks, don't forget to go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function there, right there on their website, to find the location nearest you, and be sure to pull in to the Pilot or Flying J along your route. And when you do, don't forget to join the Drivers Club and start earning points. Download the My Rewards Plus app to track those points, get other offers as well. You won't be sorry. Try the coffee as well. We think you'll find it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, as well as all the other amenities that the Pilot and Flying J offer to the truckers out there and anybody else who's traveling across the highways and byways. PilotFlyingJ.com, and you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And, again, KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and she's sitting up there in the mountaintop. How warm is it up in your mountaintop?
It's cold. I don't like it. Yesterday was a miserable day.
I know it was. And I was up there in Newport Richey, and it was raining, and the wind was blowing, and it just was cold. Miserable.
It sure was.
All right. Now, how many troops in the Ukraine region is enough? 8,500, 15,000, 50,000, or more?
Well, I guess the question becomes, what's the game plan? What are the rules of engagement here? Because I don't know. And I would wonder if, in fact, what is the purpose of putting troops in, you know, Eastern European countries and not in Ukraine? So I'm a little sideways on all this. I don't know what the war gamers are suggesting. I have no idea, but I don't know.
Now, a second police officer has died in New York City after the Harlem shooting a week ago, a terrible tragedy. Both of the officers that went into the disturbance, whatever it was, family disturbance, and walked into an ambush. They got to change their policy. They got to do something different. If you got to wait for the SWAT team, then you'll wait for the SWAT team. We just can't keep losing police officers like this.
Well, I would say it really comes down to the district attorneys, and it comes down to these judges. Remember, the police can do their jobs and arrest these people, and 5 minutes later, they're out.
Mm-hmm. But,
no bail.
But unfortunately, they're not doing their job, are they?
The DAs and the judges are not.
Mm-hmm. And it's a shame because we need to wake the hell up and get this taken care of, because this is not going to get any better. And even though Mayor Adams in New York has activated the plainclothes NYPD detective unit to get this done, it may be too little too late because they can't get them out there fast enough, I don't think. Anyway, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's right, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.